Well, this morning we have a special guest in studio with us. She's braved the cold. She's braved the Friday. Camry Granaccia in studio with us today. Camry, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, we caught wind of this. Duke did, and he turned it towards me, and you are on the Star Valley High School cheerleading squad.
I am, yes.
And you have a special opportunity coming up. Tell us more about this and what it is.
So in November, I auditioned through Varsity Spirit to go to Florida and perform in the Walt Disney World Parade. And since then, I've been selected to go in March as a cheerleader.
Wow, it's fantastic. Now, what's all involved with a tryout like this? Because obviously it's a, I mean, we're not anywhere close to the Disney worlds or lands of the world.
Yeah. So to try out, I had to do a dance and then be part of a currently existing cheer squad. And then I just had to turn it in and get judged.
Okay. As far as this is taking place in March, and tell us where again it's happening.
So it's in Walt Disney World in Florida.
It's in Florida. Okay. Yep. So Disney World in Florida, that's not anywhere close.
Yeah.
So it takes a couple bucks to get there.
Yep.
You are currently raising funds to get you there. Let's talk about that and some of those things and how people can get involved.
Yeah. So I'm doing a fundraiser through what's called Pop and Popcorn, and I'm selling treats and snacks and popcorn, and I get 50% of the profit, which will go directly to Varsity Spirit to help me get there.
Oh, okay. And where can people purchase these things?
I have an account linked on my Facebook.
Okay. And Camry Granaccia on Facebook.
Yes.
You're okay saying, hey, come find me on Facebook?
Yes.
That works. I'm always too wary about things. People can also just donate if they would like. You said tell us who your parents are. Who's at home helping you do all this?
My mom, Holly Granaccia, is helping me with this.
And so if people know Holly, they can also
Venmo
her and contribute. Do you have like a number you're trying to get to? Or
I need $2,736 and then airlines.
I love how specific you are. That's fantastic.
Yes.
And 14 cents. So tell us what this event is going to be at Disney World, and I'm assuming you're going to be obviously working with cheerleaders and learning a routine with the, basically you're going to make a bunch of new friends.
Yeah.
Kind of what I'm gathering. Tell us what this is going to be, how long you're going to be there and how we can watch.
Yeah. So I get to be there for 3 days and I get like 2 days in the park and then to perform or like practice with the other people that auditioned. And then I'll perform on March 13th, I think, or the 12th. And
okay.
I get to perform in the parade, and then we get, like, package deals and stuff to the park.
All right. as far as learning the routines and things like that, have they talked about what that's going to entail?
They haven't quite released that, but I know that for the 3 days that we're there, we'll be learning them across, like, with other people from across the United States.
Let's talk about the cheerleading squad that you're a part of. You're at Star Valley High School, and it seems like that squad is a very healthy number. A lot of people in that squad,
yes.
And it's a very active number. We were watching last night. Some of the girls were doing some backflips, some things on the pad, and one of them bounced just about right off the dang thing. I thought they were going to end up in the stands. Talk about the athleticism and the work that goes into being part of a quality cheer team on game day.
For game day, it looks like a normal game day for us. Looks like getting there pretty like an hour early usually, and we have to practice, and then like the weeks before the game we have to get game day stunts ready and make sure that we have all of our cheers ready along with like which row we're going to be in and the order of our sideline.
And in terms of stunts and things like that, there's always been, I mean, for years, at least Star Valley High School was considered a non-stunt group for years. In the last handful of years, though, that's changed. Talk to us about that.
I think that we've done a lot of, like, conditioning and, like, learning and stunt camps to get us prepared to do higher ability of and, like, skill level of stuff.
So what are some of the stunts and things that you're responsible for with the group?
My part in a stunt is a flyer, so
that
I,
sounds petrifying? What is it? I'm assuming you're in the air?
Yeah, I'm the top girl. And
you get thrown around?
I do, yeah.
Or dropped, I should say, yes. And then they catch you?
Yeah. So I think a lot of it relies on like the bases, but it also really relies on me, because if I'm not putting any trust in them, then it's hard for me to stay up there because I'm not like tight.
I would think that would be, you have to very much have some confidence in your teammates, because at some point you're just kind of falling into the air, stepping out into the air, and then yeah. Saying, hey, you got me, right?
Yeah. There's been plenty of times where I'm up there and I like feel like I'm going to fall, and I'm like, I can't do that. Like, it relies on me at this point, and like, I kind of get scared sometimes.
I would also think you got to do a lot of maybe some work in the weight room and things like that, core work, because you got to, what's it called? Liberty? Is that a, am I?
Yeah.
That's an actual technique. Tell us what some of these are and how you work on these.
So our like most basic stunt is an elevator, and it's just at like chest level. That's one that you see the most probably. That's definitely one of the easiest to do. And we have an extension, which is higher up. And then what you said, a Liberty, is just on one leg. And that's definitely the hardest for me.
And it's like the Statue of Liberty. You got an arm up and you're on one leg.
Yeah.
And you're being held there by teammates, and I would imagine a lot of stress on your leg.
Yeah, it's really hard. Or like when we do transitions from different stunts, going from a lib, I think, is definitely the hardest, just because it's on one leg and it gets really uneven sometimes.
Camry Granacha in with us and kind of giving us some insights as to the cheerleading squad and an opportunity, a neat opportunity she's going to have to go and perform and represent Star Valley High School at Disney World in March. Camry, tell us one more time how people can be involved, how they can contribute, and help you get to your goal.
You can go on my Facebook, Camry Granacha, and I have a link there to fundraise, or you can Venmo my mom, Holly Granacha, and hopefully help me raise money to go to Disney World.
Yeah, you'll be doing this throughout, obviously, the next several weeks as you get ready to go and you're ready to perform out in March. Camry, anything we haven't touched on that you might want to mention as far as the trip or anything like that? I would imagine you got a lot of support at home with mom.
Yep. She's definitely my biggest supporter.
That's good. And we'll keep us informed and we'll see if we can get some popcorn from you here before too long. Maybe we'll do that and give it away and kind of keep that thing rolling. Does that sound okay?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Camry Granacha heading to Disney World to compete. Camry, thanks for braving the cold and coming in with us this
morning. Thank you so much for having me.